Part 3D. Interview, Bob Sens, Screenwriting Outside of L.A. Bob Sens, an actor, screenwriter, and all-around great guy, has some advice for those of us trying to make our first sell. If you are struggling with structure, or if you already know you are not a structure nut, you will enjoy his thoughts on the subject. He shares his encouraging words for those of us screenwriters who do not live in L.A. but want to work writing screenplays, and also talks about adapting a book into a screenplay. Justin Sloan. You are proven that you don't have to live in Los Angeles to write screenplays. Do you feel this can be attributed to any one aspect of your career or one choice you've made? Bob Sens. Yes, I don't want to live there. Easy as that. I love the Bay Area. It's my home, and with Skype and email and conference calls and Southwest Airlines at my beck and call, I've never had anyone blink twice that I live here instead of L.A. Doesn't mean it will always be that way, but so far so good. I've only had to be in L.A. the next day once, and I made the meeting. Oh, I also wrote good scripts that people wanted, and where I lived didn't matter as much as I had those. J.S., that is cool that you've been able to make it work. Like you said, the good script is key. I understand you have acted as well. How much do you feel your acting has helped with your craft as a writer? How much has it helped with the networking to establish yourself as a writer? Did you act only in the Bay Area, or did you live in Los Angeles at some point? B.S. Yes, I started out as an actor. I'm a 20-year SAG-AFTRA member. Being on sets has helped me as a writer more than being an actor. I'm not that great an actor anyway. And I've been lucky to have been on sets as an actor, both film and TV, and with some iconic directors and actors, and kept my mouth shut for the most part, and my eyes open, and gotten an amazing education on how film and TV operate. And yes, the networking I did on those sets was crucial to my writing getting seen by the right people. I've been fortunate to have never sent a query letter to anyone. Most of my acting jobs were here in the Bay Area, but I have been hired to act in L.A. films and gone there to do it. Fortunately for the viewing public, I'm not acting much anymore. Too busy with writing jobs, thank you, God. J.S. I'm sure the viewing public misses you. As someone who has acted and now writes, I completely agree that sometimes writing can be more fulfilling. I understand you have adapted fiction and nonfiction works for the screen. What is the biggest challenge of doing this? I have considered approaching one of my published friends about such an endeavor. Would you advise aspiring writers to try this as another way to get a foot in the door? B.S. It's a fabulous experience, and one that any writer hoping to do this should try at some point. I've adapted a nonfiction book, working with the author to make sure I did it justice, and adapted a novel without the author's help. Both times I had to learn to combine events and plot points and characters, add scenes and characters, delete subplots, you name it, all to make a book fit in a 2-hour viewing window and try not to lose the original material. And if you have the rights to a great book and can turn out a great script based on it, yes, it can be another way through the door. I optioned the rights to a story that was in the newspapers all over the world last year. J.S. IMDb shows your movie Help for the Holidays came out in 2012 and Extracurricular Activities is in production. That is very exciting. How many scripts did you write to get to this point? Are you willing to share any particularly interesting adventures you've had along the way? B.S. Help for the Holidays was a Hallmark Channel Christmas film in 2012. It was the number one rated original film on Hallmark in 2012 and a number 10 rated Hallmark film of all time. It did help that Summer Glau starred in it, but it was an unqualified hit for Hallmark, and it didn't hurt me much with them either. And I just got a director's cut last week of Cupid's Bed and Breakfast, the next film I wrote for Hallmark. A romantic comedy drama that's not as cutesy as the title might make you think. It's not even on IMDb yet, but will be soon. I am unbelievably happy with the way the film turned out. I sold them another original script, The Right Girl, a romantic comedy that I wrote with my good friend and great writer, Jeff Willis. We did 6 paid rewrites, and it shot in July 2014. And extracurricular activities is scheduled to shoot in February 2015. But as we all know, that is subject to change. It's a theatrical film, one that will be released to theaters. Hopefully, a lot of theaters. I'm really happy with the well-known actors involved so far, but can't say anything public yet about it. I've optioned 2 other original scripts this year and have a dozen other projects tap dancing out there for next year. And all this wasn't an overnight thing. It's taken close to 20 years. Lots of rejection and lots of incredible heartbreaking moments when something almost got made but didn't. And lots of fakes and charlatans along the way who prey on new writers. Luckily, I got good really fast at spotting them. And through it all, I never gave up. I have a couple of dozen scripts and 4 original pilots all ready to go, and ideas on my whiteboard for many more scripts, including 2 true stories. And this week, signed a contract to write an episode of a new hour-long cable network series for the fall. Can't tell you what it is yet, but we'll be able to in the near future, I think. And a couple of really good and successful directors who say they have ideas for me when I come up for air. J.S., you seem to have a talent for writing movies that are contained, meaning there are no aliens blowing up the world or massive car chases. Is this part of your strategy? Do you have any words of wisdom to share with aspiring screenwriters regarding this? B.S., there's a very good reason for this. Big movies can only be sold to 4 or 5 people in the industry. Small films can be sold to a whole lot more. I've chosen to go after the better opportunity. I always have a budget in mind before I even start a script, so I know I have to write a great script within those numbers. It works for me. Producers can always make something bigger as they develop a script. I've found they don't buy something with the idea of cutting it back. It's easier to sell a lower budget film. It's a fact. Oh, I do have a very funny massive car chase in one of my scripts, but then it's one where I said, to hell with the budget. But it's the only one of my originals with that kind of budget. All the other ones are a lot smaller. J.S., in your writing, do you follow any particular method? Is there a book on structure that you follow and would recommend? And if so, or not, why? B.S., I have never read a book on structure. Doesn't mean that there may not be some good ones out there, but it has always seemed to me that by sticking to one structure guide or another, you rob yourself of the freedom of taking your story where it needs to go organically, even if you have outlined it. Good stories are living, breathing things, and a good writer who knows his or her characters well will recognize when his or her characters need to take the story in an unplanned direction. If you rely on structure books, you're less inclined to take these organic twists and turns that could be the things that make your script special. J.S., for aspiring writers, what do you think is the most important point to remember when bombarded with all of these different books on structure? Screenwriting gurus claiming they have all the answers and everyone else, such as us, giving them advice. B.S., once again, write. Read scripts from films you like. Read bad scripts. Write, and then write more. There certainly are things to be learned from pro writers. My own blog is filled with advice for the new writer, but no one has all the answers. No one has most of the answers. Each writer has to develop his or her own style, his or her own voice, in his or her work. That's what sets you apart. And the only way to find that voice is to write and write until you find it. Sometimes it's on script 3. Sometimes it's on script 15. Sometimes it's never found. J.S., finally, do you have any other advice to other screenwriters outside of L.A. who want to get established without relocating? B.S., keep at it. Write. Read good scripts and see how it's done. Read awful scripts and see how it's not done. Write. Don't give up. And when you think you have that one great script, get a manager. Courier your manager with it. My manager, who I got on a referral from a director, has made a world of difference to my career. And that success all came from one script I wrote, which everyone loves in Hollywood. extracurricular activities. And I never told people I lived in Northern California before they read it. They never asked, and I never told them. Afterward, it didn't matter. Oh, and you need to have money to get back and forth to L.A. I go every other month or so for a week at a time. It can be expensive.